Welcome to the good stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here as we count down the days to Easter coming
up. That's right. We're done with St. Patrick's Day. It's on to Easter.
We're going to start doing some Easter things, and if you have something to share, then make sure you send those to kimhburge@gmail.com.
That's right.
Tri-State Livestock News offers everything you need to know about ranching, farming, machinery, sales, rodeo. They've got all kinds of information every Saturday. So you don't need to roam around out there for information. Grab your cup of coffee and the latest edition of the Tri-State Livestock News. So stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Hey, are you a skilled electrician with a journeyman's license, or are you an eager apprentice that's looking for a vibrant community to live in? How about checking out Valentine, Nebraska? That's right. If you love the outdoors, you have to check out Valentine. Imagine living where you can hunt, fish, and boat along the Niobrara or on Merritt Dam, any of the little ponds that are around. North Star Electric is looking for just such qualified people. And if you'd like to relocate, you really need to check out the Heart City. Check at mamnorthstar@gmail.com to find out if you can find your dream electrician's job in your dream area to live.
I have some top reasons to celebrate Easter. So this will kind of get people thinking about
there
that.
There you go.
So I know we're almost a couple weeks away yet, but it'll be here before you know it. Well, you absolutely love the movie The Ten Commandments. And who doesn't love that movie?
That's right.
All right. You really, really look good in yellow.
Very good.
Another reason why you want to celebrate Easter, you just went on a low cholesterol diet and you didn't want to waste all those eggs in the fridge.
Very good.
Or you figure that any holiday that starts with a good Friday can't be all bad.
Amen.
Another reason to celebrate Easter, you love to bite the heads off chocolate bunnies.
They're so delicious. Did you ever do that? Bite the head off?
Oh, yeah.
Did you really?
Everybody as a kid.
I think I was too much of a girl.
That's where you started at, I guess.
Yeah, so. I don't think I did.
The whole bunny didn't last very long. I know that. So, reasons to celebrate Easter. It's a good time to check out your neighborhood church and not be noticed.
Funny. Safe environment.
Yes. You have this bunny suit you love to wear, but you're too insecure to wear it without a reason.
Yeah, there you go. I think this is the holiday to do it.
A couple of others in here of reasons to celebrate Easter. You figure since Jesus went to all that trouble to make it to the first Easter, you'd probably should give it a shot. And
that's right.
The number one reason to celebrate Easter, as a Christian, you celebrate the resurrection every other day. Why not Easter, too? All right. So
very good.
That'll get you thinking about it. And if you have something you'd like to share about Easter for the good stuff, send that to us.
Hey, that's right. Experiences, poems maybe you've written, funny things that you've read or you write yourself, whatever. We love it all. Hey, this house, said the real estate salesperson, has both its good points and bad points. To show you I'm honest, I'm going to tell you about both. The disadvantages are that there is a chemical plant one block south and a slaughterhouse a block north. What are the advantages, inquired a prospective buyer. The advantage is that you can always tell which way the wind is blowing.
Weather. It's all important about weather. You know, I ran across this advertisement a while back, and I hope I can describe this to you. The headline says, keep baby safe with a Lulla Baby car hammock. You know, the hammocks like you lay in that you tie between two trees. Okay.
Yeah.
The baby consistently is visible in the rearview mirror because it's hanging between the, those little pegs they put up there to hang your curtain rod on or whatever is there.
Yeah.
So you tie it on there and then the baby just kind of swings back and forth. It fits any hard top car, 1 minute installation, only $6.95 on the Monterey Peninsula.
That is so interesting.
And I thought,
I wonder how well those sold. I don't think we ever had one. I don't remember any of us hanging in a hammock.
I think that was probably before our time even in there. But
funny.
Yeah, it's the Lulla Baby car hammock. You can check it out and see what you think.
Just imagine that hammock in the back seat as the baby sways with the traffic.
Kim, what do you have to finish up the program?
I've actually got some more quotes from the business world. I thought we'd all sharpen our skills at leading our businesses.
It is a work day, right?
Yeah, or being in business, whatever the case may be. A committee is 12 men doing the work of one. Guess who said that?
Mark Twain.
John F. Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was pretty funny just by who wrote it. Business, the art of extracting money from another man's pocket without resorting to violence. Max Amsterdam said that.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing those today, and that's the good stuff.